The Indiana bat that's triggering the possible delay was tracked last summer as it flew from Tennessee into Gilmer County, Georgia. Now wildlife officials will have to determine if Indiana bats have established active habitats within 58 project zones. Jill Goldberg is a spokesperson for the Georgia Department of Transportation.
And to do that, we need to set up what's called an anabat. It's an acoustic device that can catch bat frequencies, as well as put up what's called a mist net. It's a very fine net that can capture a flying bat without harming it.
Wildlife officials will start the process in May because the bats normally leave their hibernation sites between May and August. Goldberg says studying and collecting data from each of the sites could cost the department between $4.6 to nearly $7 million. She says federal officials will then decide what happens next.
There is that limited time when the bats are out, the May to August, and so it may be something just you can't work during that time when they're there. It just depends on what they're doing there and where they are within the project.
Some of the projects that could potentially be affected are located in Cobb, Cherokee, and Bartow counties. Michelle Worth, WABE News.